Lisa Feely, your host of An Accountable Catholic. In this video, I'm going to share 12 resolutions for 2021 that I think each of us can implement to not only improve our own lives, but to the lives of everyone in our circle of influence, our friends, our family, and our colleagues, and really everyone we encounter. So let's get started. I'm going to spell out Happy New Year. So the H is for your health. Okay, so if you commit to being healthier, we know that you'll be happier. And with improved health, that allows us to be more positive and, believe it or not, even save money. So if we're healthier, we can also do better on the A part of our Happy New Year, which is action. We need to take action in order to move forward. Now, P is perspective. Consider more than just your own perspective when you're trying to take action, what you're doing. Make sure it benefits more than just yourself. The next P is for positive plan. So you can plan, but if you're not positive and you don't have the right kind of mindset, then it's not going to really benefit you as much as others around you as well. So be positive in your mindset when you have that plan. And then rounding out the why is part of happy, of course, is for your. And what I mean by the why in your circle of influence. Understand that your actions demonstrate to others what you really value. Okay, you know the saying, actions speak louder than words. Now we're going to move on to new for new year. So N stands for narration. It's important to narrate your vision, narrate your future, right? You've heard the saying that if you share or write down your goals and write down your plan and you tell others, then you have a better chance of achieving your goals. So narrate and dream big. Don't put restrictions on yourself. Okay, so N is for narrate. E is for exceptional. Okay, as a Lean Six Sigma Master Black Belt, I've taught a lot of people how to improve processes and reduce inefficiencies in everything they do. So one tenet of Lean is that we should always be in the constant pursuit of perfection. Obviously, none of us are perfect, but be in the constant pursuit of that perfection. So again, E is for exceptional. And then W, I'm going to cheat a little here. There's two W's here. It's win-win, okay? So realize that we're not in a game where if someone wins, the other has to lose, right? I'd like to remind everyone that two minds are always better than one. And my other favorite acronym is TEAM, Together Everyone Achieves More. Moving on to year, so for Happy New Year, the why is for you, as in you matter, and what you value matters. So take time at the beginning of 2021 to look at what you value, what you're trying to achieve, and live those values this year, okay? Do it for your family, for yourself, obviously, but for others and to the betterment of, again, everyone that you encounter. To be truly accountable, you should want to ensure that your values are bringing values to others as you put them into action. And that brings me to E. E is for executing. We said earlier you have to take action, but executing an exceptional plan with that positive attitude, and you're starting to see, I hope, a pattern here of what I'm trying to suggest in the implementation of our resolutions for this year. A is for accountable. Now, you knew I was going to bring up being accountable, right? Having authored a brand new book on being accountable, I'm going to stress to everyone that if you choose accountability, it's much easier to realize your dreams. So embrace accountability. And then last but not least, R is for repeatability. In Lean Six Sigma, we teach in order to perfect a process and have the process maintain control, you want to make sure that the process is also repeatable. So once you put all these resolutions in place, make sure you're repeating them throughout the year so that you're starting to build good habits. And then that really spells out Happy New Year. So now in this coming up slide, I'm going to read and remind you of all the resolutions that I'm suggesting you put in place for a great 2021. H is for your health. Commit to being healthier. A is action. Make sure you don't just stand on the sidelines. P is for perspective. Make sure that you're looking at different perspectives, not just your own, as you put your plan into place. And The other P is to be have a positive plan. Y is your, as in your circle of influence. N is to narrate your future. E, be exceptional in everything you do. W is a win-win. Realize that when you win, I win. Y is for you, as in you matter. Your values are important, so understand what your values are. E is to execute. Execute these resolutions. A is accountability. Choose to be accountable to bring about the most value to others. R is repeatability. Repeat these resolutions until good habits are formed. As I close this video, I want to wish each and every one of you and all your friends and family and colleagues a very happy 2021. I hope you'll consider some of these resolutions. And I also want to announce that my book, An Accountable American, is now available on Amazon. So if you'll help me, donate to charities, because 50% of all proceeds go to charities. Thank you so much, and help everyone to choose to be accountable. Happy New Year.